This is Jay Sekulow on the IRS case. Missing emails, missing BlackBerries, and now a lawyer missing.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
In a recently released sworn declaration in Judicial Watch's lawsuit against the IRS, Deputy Assistant Chief Counsel for the IRS, Thomas Kane, acknowledges that Lois Lerner's BlackBerry was, quote, removed or wiped clean of any sensitive or proprietary information and removed as scrap for disposal in June of 2012.
I'm trying to fix what's going on, but the problem keeps on calling, even with the cell phone gone.
June of 2012, her BlackBerry's wiped clean. The IRS says, well, that's just a normal course of duty. But what I know is, prior to that, we had numerous letters that the committee had sent to the IRS inquiring about potential targeting. We had brought Lois Lerner in, our personal staff in our office, and committee staff sat down and asked her. We confronted her. We said, is targeting going on? We'd heard from groups in Ohio. We'd heard from groups around the country. Is targeting going on? She lied to us and said, no, this is a normal course of how we determine whether someone gets C4 status. So then a few months later, they wipe her BlackBerry clean.
I have not done anything wrong.
A Department of Justice lawyer who was defending the IRS previously worked for, guess who? Lois Lerner in the tax-exempt office, and he himself was part of the targeting. And when he left the IRS, left the Department of Justice, he went to work in White House counsel's office.
So now it's time for a special prosecutor. It's time that we get an independent source to make sure that we can restore the integrity so the American people can again once start to trust their government.
This could be your big chance to make up. Today we'll soon be gone like yesterday.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Just try and prove me wrong. You pretend like you're immortal.
Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. As the ceasefire continues in Israel, between Israel and Hamas, and of course that's a tenuous ceasefire, we are shifting the attention today to this breaking news out of the IRS. So we talked about it some on the broadcast yesterday, but when you put everything into light, the idea that someone, an attorney who was at the IRS working for Lois Lerner during the formation of the targeting of conservative applicants for nonprofit status, and getting emails about it, getting emails about, quote, the Tea Party. I mean, he got emails with Tea Party in the email, not just groups applying, not political groups. It actually said Tea Party from an IRS manager. Then he is employed by the Department of Justice in their tax litigation division, and then it goes over to the White House. And is it the White House until June of this year, or just a couple months ago? Now the Department of Justice is saying he no longer works for the federal government. This was someone, by the way, who was defending on behalf of the IRS, because that's what the Department of Justice does for these government agencies, the IRS targeting of a group in federal court. So, folks, this, again, it's not just about the missing data. It's about the people. You know, that data, again, and the Lerner emails and other emails that we may not have, could very well tie all of this together. But everyone's asked about, you know, is there a White House link? And now we know there was someone in the White House counsel's office who also worked for Lois Lerner, who also was defending the IRS. I mean, three different connections in one person, who worked for President Obama until June of this year. If you think it's outrageous, if you think we have to have a special counsel, and, you know, this is those kind of situations where the Obama administration could try and delay, but the more that comes out, it becomes that much more difficult for them not to move forward with an investigation with a special counsel. Call now. Add your name to our petition, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. What do you think about this? The IRS destroys Lois Lerner's BlackBerry. When they know her emails are missing, they could have recovered them that way, and they're under investigation by Congress. There have been lawsuits filed. And then, of course, this new DOJ White House link. Call 877-989-2255 or go to aclj.org.
Each week, each congressional hearing produces more evidence of corruption inside the Obama administration's IRS. As more details about the targeting scheme surface, one thing is absolutely clear. The Obama administration, the IRS, continues to stonewall, continues to deceive Americans about the politically motivated, well-orchestrated scheme to unlawfully target conservative groups. It's also clear that we won't get the truth from the Obama administration's own investigation. That's why it's time to appoint a special prosecutor, an independent counsel that can cut through the administration's deflections and delays and get to the bottom of what happened. The ACLJ is moving forward with its federal lawsuit to get the truth. Now it's time for the Attorney General to appoint an independent special prosecutor to probe this IRS targeting scandal. Sign on to our petition demanding the Attorney General act now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. As the ACLJ continues to work to secure the freedom of American pastor Saeed Abedini, who's imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith, the ACLJ is also focused on other critical issues. Work continues on challenging Obamacare's pro-abortion mandate, and efforts are intensifying to strip Planned Parenthood of taxpayer funding. The ACLJ is on the front lines, defending your religious and constitutional freedoms, and the work we do could not occur without your support. And now, your gift will be doubled. A $25 gift becomes $50. $100 becomes $200. The ACLJ's matching challenge matches dollar for dollar every contribution made to the ACLJ. But the time to act is now. The matching challenge is ending soon. So take a moment today and support the work of the ACLJ and double your gift online at aclj.org, or you can call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255.
Welcome back to JSEC Yo Live. We are taking your phone calls. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We are taking your phone calls now. How outraged are you about this? Are you used to it at this point almost? That it just gets worse and worse. And is that part of the administration's tactic, you know, with this delay tactic and derailing investigations? And you find out one DOJ attorney is telling government watchdog group that, in fact, backup tapes for Lois Lerner's emails absolutely exist. It's just too difficult for them, and they don't want to go get them. Now, folks, if that exonerate this situation, so if you were the Obama administration and you knew, okay, we didn't do anything wrong, this is making us look bad, we'll do everything we can to get those emails so that everyone can just see what Lois Lerner did. Maybe she did some things that were in bad judgment, maybe even criminal on her own. Maybe she did it with some other people at the IRS, but it certainly didn't involve political appointees. It didn't involve administration officials. It was the bureaucracy. You would be rushing to figure out how to get those emails and put them out, especially before the midterm elections. Because that would be, for the most part, for the scandal purposes of involving the White House, it would kind of be over. Now, for our legal purposes, that doesn't mean what the IRS did would be okay. But it would certainly put you in a situation where it would benefit the Obama administration. Now, if you're worried about what you may find, what you do is exactly this. Well, we could, but it's just too difficult. So here we'll see if we very well could see this very soon, order the IRS, one, in the department just to explain what they meant when they said they could get them, it was just too hard, and two, do it. They're in a situation now where they're not just dealing with Congress, they're not just dealing with the media, they're dealing with courts and another separate branch of government. We'll continue to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And Than Bennett, our Director of Government Affairs, joining me in our studio in Washington, D.C. And Than, this is all coming out as Congress prepares to come back to Washington, D.C. And I think we're going to see, again, more question of the IRS commissioner, behind closed doors. But you can tell members of Congress are already preparing to take this on once again. It's as if not necessarily they're doing, but with these new revelations, there's always, it's as if the investigation restarts. It's a different investigation. And we have new names like Andrew Strecla and someone who, again, was involved at Department of Justice, IRS, and the White House.
Yeah, most definitely, Jordan. I mean, I think there's no question that this administration is counting on the American people, counting on Congress having a short memory. I mean, your dad called it delay, derail, and deceive in his op-ed. But delay is most certainly what this administration is trying to do. People need to remember, just on a top level, two things. There are a lot of things, but two things specifically. First of all, we were told repeatedly by multiple commissioners that these emails from Lois Lerner did not exist. Not that they were difficult to find, that they did not exist. Well, they do. That was a lie. Number two, we were told repeatedly, including from the White House lectern and by Jay Carney, that nobody at the White House knew about it. Jordan, you laid this out. There is no other way to say this. That was a lie. We have known for some time that White House Chief of Staff Bill McDonough knew about it. We now know that that Andrew Strelka also knew about it. And as you mentioned, he is not just the White House. He is also the IRS, participated in the targeting, and he is also the DOJ, who is tasked with investigating this. So he kind of has the trifecta. But again, it's not just Andrew Strelka. It's also the White House Chief of Staff, Bill McDonough. And Jordan, I guarantee you, that's the tip of the iceberg.
Folks, we're going to continue to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Take a listen to George Will and Charles Krauthammer. I think explaining this way puts it into light why you can't trust the Department of Justice here, and especially when you've got a DOJ official who's worked for Lois Lerner, because he was loaned over to the to the IRS from DOJ, in tax exempt, got emails on the Tea Party, then gets loaned to the White House Counsel's office, and is defending the IRS in federal court in the civil lawsuit because of targeting. Take a listen to this, bite number eight.
And people are saying, well, the Justice Department can take care of this. There's a reason why Jack Kennedy had his brother Attorney General. There's a reason why Richard Nixon had his campaign manager, John Mitchell, Attorney General. It's an inherently political office, and it can't be trusted in cases like this.
And a cover-up is not a derivative scandal. It is a worse scandal. Obstruction of justice would be a major scandal, even exceeding the original offense, and that's why they're so scared on the IRS side.
You know, Jordan, I was going to say this. I'm in a meeting, but I wanted to hop out for a second here because this is important. I mean, you got to look at the series of events that have happened here. Lois Lerner's emails go missing on the hard drive. That was the whole story. Now we know her BlackBerry was wiped clean after the investigation started and after lawsuits on this targeting had already been filed. They wipe her BlackBerry clean, supposedly. The commissioner of the Internal Revenue Service goes and makes a statement that the information is not retrievable, and then the Judicial Watch and their Freedom of Information Act litigation finds out that, in fact, there is a backup data system, which is too complex for the Department of Justice, or I guess the IRS, saying it was too burdensome to do it, which is not their option. They've filed statements in federal court, and then, as you just mentioned, the lawyer that was defending the Department of the Internal Revenue Service was a former IRS lawyer himself working for Lois Lerner in tax exempt, was involved in the Tea Party targeting, went over to the White House counsel's office that works for the President of the United States, then goes to the Department of Justice to defend it. To that, what do they think, the American people, that we don't get what's going on here? This is a cover-up of unbelievable proportions. I mean, unbelievable proportions. And this desire to still not have a special counsel appointed is really just completely, not only inexplicable, it really is outrageous. Really outrageous.
Folks, we are going to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110, and let's get right to the phones. Vincent calling in from California on line one. Vincent, welcome to Jay Secchio Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Vincent.
Hey, Jay, thank you for taking my call. You guys are doing a fantastic job.
Thanks.
You know, it's beyond appalling. It's beyond sickening to see that the leaders and the people that have been put in position, Jay, they've been put in position to uphold justice, yet they float above justice as if it's not attached to them, and they're basically circumventing the system with their power that they've been given to uphold and help everybody.
Yeah, and let me say something else, and I agree with you, Vincent. And it was Eric Holder who brought up the issue of criminality here. It was Eric Holder who said, we're going to open up a criminal, and it may well be criminal, was his words. And they've got this fake criminal investigation going on. Are they investigating their own Department of Justice Civil Rights Division? Or their election division? How about investigating your election division that said they wanted to, you know, piece together criminal cases against people for exercising the First Amendment rights of freedom of speech or redress of the government for a grievance that's protected by the First Amendment. How about that for a moment? So this is, I think, Jordan, this goes back to the point where it's just the outrage here is so unbelievable. No one should be put in this position in a free country to have the government be able to run roughshod over body to everybody. Did they think we don't know what's going on here? Emails gone, hard drives destroyed, BlackBerries thrown into the ocean basically or wiped clean, and then the IRS lawyer vanishes because he was representing everybody, including himself? I mean, they think we don't get what's going on here.
Yeah, and that's why, again, we've got to keep the pressure here. As Congress, you know, plans its return to Washington, D.C. This is one of those issues, and we were talking about it earlier. If all this missing info was, in fact, if we were to believe everything the president has said, and some of that's already been proven not to be true, but let's, you know, take that at its word, then they would be doing everything they could to get these emails out. I mean, it would be good for them.
Yeah, but
it
it's not.
Good for, before the midterm elections. They are scared. They're scared because we even were told that no one at the White House knew about this. We were told that no one at the White House ever received emails from Lois Lerner. Do you know that that was, again, parsing of words when you realize Andrew Strzecla, probably because he was on loan from the DOJ to the White House counsel's office, he's in the West Wing, they weren't including him as part of their White House, quote, staff, and he was receiving those emails through a different, maybe a different federal government email account that he had set up. They were there. There were people during the targeting of the conservative groups at the White House until 2 months ago.
I want to play the president's, President Obama, not a smidgen of corruption bite.
When folks answer unanswered questions,
Bill, when you actually look at the stuff, there have been multiple hearings on it. What happened here was is that you've got a 501c4 law that people think is confusing, that the folks did not know how to implement, because it basically says,
so you're saying if you're involved, no corruption there at all. No,
that's not what I'm saying. That's actually
no, but I want to know what you're saying. You're the leader of the country.
Absolutely.
You're saying no corruption.
No.
None.
No, there were some boneheaded decisions.
Mass corruption.
Not even mass corruption. Not even a smidgen of corruption.
Yeah, really? Not a smidgen of corruption? Now the email's missing. The BlackBerry's gone. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to sign on to this petition. When Congress gets back, we need to demand the special prosecutor. It's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Sign on to that petition now. Folks, also, we want to encourage you to support the work of the ACLJ. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday is it for our matching challenge on radio. ACLJ.org. Any amount you donate, we get a matching gift for. Or 1-877-989-2255. And let's get that special prosecutor appointed here. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. Each week, each congressional hearing produces more evidence of corruption inside the Obama administration's IRS. As more details about the targeting scheme surface, one thing is absolutely clear. The Obama administration, the IRS, continues to stonewall, continues to deceive Americans about the politically motivated, well-orchestrated scheme to unlawfully target conservative groups. It's also clear that we won't get the truth from the Obama administration's own investigation. That's why it's time to appoint a special prosecutor, an independent counsel, that can cut through the administration's deflections and delays and get to the bottom of what happened. The ACLJ is moving forward with its federal lawsuit to get the truth. Now it's time for the Attorney General to appoint an independent special prosecutor to probe this IRS targeting scandal. Sign on to our petition demanding the Attorney General act now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Back to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. I want to let you listen to Congressman Jim Jordan, bite number four, about the idea that Lois Lerner, they wiped her BlackBerry clean, that means of all the data, after they knew that she had had the computer crash, even though that may have been able to get the data that was missing. While they also knew that they were under congressional investigation, there were already lawsuits filed. I mean, this was 2012 we're talking about. Take a listen, bite four.
June of 2012 for BlackBerry's wiped clean. The IRS says, well, that's just the normal course of duty. But what I know is prior to that, we had numerous letters that the committee had sent to the IRS inquiring about potential targeting. We had brought Lois Lerner in, our personal staff in our office, and committee staff sat down and asked her. We confronted her. We said, is targeting going on? We'd heard from groups in Ohio. We'd heard from groups around the country. Is targeting going on? She lied to us and said, no, this is the normal course of how we determine whether someone gets C4 status. So then a few months later, they wipe her BlackBerry clean.
You know, folks, that kind of says it all right there. I mean, they literally wiped it clean when they knew that there was targeting, when they were getting questions about that, when they had the congressional investigation, they already had lawsuits being filed. We want to take your phone calls now. Let's go right to the phones. Jay is calling from Texas Online 4. Jay, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you, and thank you for what you do. I have a two-part question, and then I'll hang up and you can answer, hopefully. I would just like to have you clarify if there's a special prosecutor called, who do we pressure to get that done? And secondly, who's going to make the decision on who that person is that's going to be chosen? Because I hope it's not Eric Holder or somebody in the administration, because we know what's going to happen then. That's my question. Thank you so much for what you do.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's pretty simple. The way this works, the Attorney General appoints the special counsel in this situation. There used to be, again, you know, the independent prosecutor, the independent counsel. That was done away with in the late 90s. So it's a different process now. When the Attorney General appoints someone in this position, they have the full authority. And so they get appointed, but they get to conduct the investigation the way they want. So it takes it out of the realm of DOJ involvement. And so that you can't look, it's not a tarnished investigation. And it's the opposite of hampering investigation. And when you decide to take that move, because you're doing it on your own, in a sense, by making that statement, you're saying, I'm not afraid. You're saying, let's get to the truth. You're saying, you know what, this may look bad for, you know, for some IRS officials, even some White House officials, but and DOJ officials. But ultimately, it's more important that Americans restore some trust in their government. So we're going to do this. Or you say, I know we didn't do anything wrong. So, do the investigation. But in this kind of situation, when you got the IRS commissioner saying one thing, DOJ attorney saying something else, Than, it sets up. It's the perfect storm for when and why there we had this provision where the Attorney General can appoint a special counsel to take the administration and their politics out of it and just get to the bottom of what happened.
Yeah, and your dad testified to this last month, Jordan. I mean, the Attorney General, as your dad testified, has the sole discretion for appointing the special counsel. But the statute does lay out a criteria for which one should be appointed. This case has clearly met that. I will tell you, you know, there is some concern about who Eric Holder would appoint, but that person's name would then be on the line. That would be who all the American people were looking to, and it would be much, much harder to engage in this delay and deceive tactic that the DOJ is currently in. I will also say behind the scenes, there is some discussion now about when a conflict of interest of this magnitude arises, maybe there is a need for a tweak in the statute to allow another criteria, maybe a court, maybe Congress, to appoint a special counsel. You don't want to shift too much of that prosecutorial authority away from the DOJ. You know, even we don't support that. But some of that discussion investigation is happening for a case of this magnitude where we think the Attorney General is ignoring that criteria for appointing the counsel.
Folks, if you agree that a special counsel should be appointed, we want you to add your name to our petition now. Call 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and add your name to the petition online. We have our matching challenge right now, folks. Anything you donate to the American Center for Law and Justice, that has doubled, double the impact for us to the ACLJ. So it's a great time, if you're thinking about making a financial contribution to the ACLJ, to do so. You can take part in that by going online. You'll see the matching challenge on aclj.org and donate that way. It doubled the impact of your donation. Or you can make the donation by phone if you're more comfortable making the donation by telephone call. That's the toll free number is 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org. Terry's in Minnesota on line 5. Terry, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Thank you. Look, what I don't understand is the IRS is saying that it's too onerous to retrieve the emails, but you know, what's the purpose of the backup system? Are they trying to convey that the emails of anyone in the system are too onerous to retrieve? All they have to do is type in Lois Lerner's name or employee number or Social Security number and let the computers do their search work. Am I wrong?
That's a simplified way of explaining. They are making a big deal out of something that's not nearly as difficult. And you've seen this from the tech world, tech writers, tech experts, that they are trying to act like this is undoable. You know, it's not something you do in 2 seconds, but it's doable. And the fact is, you have people paid to do this. So that's their job. They certainly know how to do it. So for them, it's not like, just because it's tedious and it's time consuming. Well, if it's your job to do that, that's okay. And you've got this situation, again, it's trying to act like they can fool you, as if you don't understand the technology. And if you can somehow parse this as well, actually the DOJ was talking about the same IRS servers that the commissioner was talking about, except for the commissioner said that those might have some data because they were erased, but there may be a way to get something off of them. The DOJ attorney, what they supposedly communicated was that, in fact, the backup tapes exist. They're just very difficult to get to. And Than, this is not going to fly to congressional investigators. Again, you add this with the revelations about who was in the White House and defending the IRS and also working for Lois Lerner in just the last couple of days. It's going to make it real difficult for Democrats, I think, on Capitol Hill and for the Obama administration to keep playing this as just partisan politics when, in truth, they keep covering it up. And then, you know, ultimately truth comes out.
It's also going to get more difficult in court, Jordan. I mean, George Will said, I can hardly wait until the IRS lawyers go into a courtroom and make this argument, tell a judge that it would be too onerous to stop obstructing justice in this case. And just to underscore your point, Jordan, the commissioner came before Congress multiple times, and he did not say what they are saying now, that these emails exist on this continuity of government service server, but it would be too onerous to find. That is not what he said. He went before Congress and said that they were destroyed, that there were no backups, that there was no possible way to get them. So people have to have a long memory here. They have not been telling us it is just too difficult to search. They have been telling us they aren't there at all.
Folks, we are going to continue to take your phone calls when we come back in the second half hour of the show. So hang on the line if you want to talk to us, 1-800-684-3110. Remember, we have a matching challenge now. Anything you donate to the American Center for Law and Justice is doubled. So you double the impact of your donation. You can make that donation at aclj.org or by calling this toll-free number now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. A great time to support the ACLJ financially. Your donation will be doubled. Online at aclj.org. We'll be back.
It's time to appoint a special prosecutor, an independent counsel that can cut through the administration's deflections and delays and get to the bottom of what happened. The ACLJ is moving forward with its federal lawsuit to get the truth. Now it's time for the Attorney General to appoint an independent special prosecutor to probe this IRS targeting scandal. Sign on to our petition demanding the Attorney General act now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Welcome back to JSEC Yo Live. We are taking your phone calls 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Congressman Jim Jordan, we were talking about the IRS, was asked about by Greta Van Susteren, do these Lois Lerner emails and these new revelations, do they actually exist? Bite number one.
Is it your understanding that her emails are now recoverable?
Yep. Inspector General has reported that there may be as many as 9 tapes that are recoverable. Remember what John Koskinen said under oath in front of our committee? He said he can confirm that the emails were lost and they couldn't be retrieved. And then we now subsequently learned that, yes, in fact, they may be able to be retrieved. We may be able to get those. So you got that information. And thank goodness for Judicial Watch and what they're doing as well to push on this issue and help us get some of the information that the IRS has been slow to turn over to our congressional committee.
And that's absurd right there. I mean, that it even takes an outside government watchdog group filing Freedom of Information Act requests to get the information that Congress has been requesting for 2 years. They've been asking the IRS over, I think, are we on the third or fourth? Fourth IRS commissioner, Than, who has been asked about the IRS targeting. And now this new commissioner who, again, he seems now to be at odds, not just with the DOJ attorney who talked to Judicial Watch, but as Congressman Jordan said, with the tax inspector general. So you've got, again, now two opinions versus one on whether or not some backups do in fact exist and they are recoverable.
Yeah, and that commissioner's bumping up against the time frame where most of the others have left, gotten sick of carrying the administration's water on this. Even though he says he's going to make it to the end of his term, Jordan, I fully am expecting for him to get tired of this and leave at some point too. But let me just say this quickly. There's a limit to what Congress can do on this. They have worked hard on this, but we have said for some not time now that as long as the DOJ is running this investigation, the only way that we're going to get real answers is through litigation, through our litigation, through other outside efforts like Judicial Watch's FOIA. So until this special counsel is appointed, we have to understand that it's litigation like ours that is the only real reason that the information that we have today is coming out.
Folks, we're going to continue to take your phone calls. We're going to go right to the phones now. David in California on line 3. David, welcome to JSEC Yo Live. You're on the air.
So far, I haven't heard anybody being brought up on contempt charges or perjury charges and held to either imprisonment and or fine. I fear that the delays might run out the clock until 2017, January 20.
Well, listen, I mean, remember, Congress held Lois Lerner in contempt, but that has to be referred. They don't have prosecutorial power, so Congress cannot take you to court in a criminal matter. That's got to be the Department of Justice. They can tell the DOJ, we believe this should be done. But unless you're talking about impeachment, they don't have those kind of powers. So I think that's one. Point two is that, remember, we got a very important election coming up, and there's been a power divide in Washington that's favored President Obama, at least in not having legislation come to his desk that he doesn't like. And so he's had allies in control of the U.S. Senate, one of the two houses of Congress. So if that changes and you get all of Congress backing, I think you could be in a very different situation, David. You can't give up. Remember, we got our lawsuit. This information is all coming out because of the lawsuits, because of the congressional investigations. We can't buy into that talking point that, well, they can just run the clock out or we'll never get to the bottom of this. Federal judges aren't going to put up with that. If there's there, we'll get to it. And it looks like there is, because they're doing everything they can to stop us. It's a classic legal strategy. This one's just very public and very obvious. We come back from the break. We're going to take more of your phone calls. If you're hanging on the line, we will get to them. 1-800-684-3110. A new petition. If you believe the IRS, there must be a special counsel to investigate here, because it's not just the IRS. It's White House now, DOJ attorneys, White House counsel's office. Call now. Add your name to the petition, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and sign the petition online. Remember, we have a matching challenge right now. Anything you donate to the ACLJ will be doubled. You can make that donation online at aclj.org or by phone, 877-989-2255.
Each week, each congressional hearing produces more evidence of corruption inside the Obama administration's IRS. As more details about the targeting scheme surface, one thing is absolutely clear. The Obama administration, the IRS, continues to stonewall. continues to deceive Americans about the politically motivated, well-orchestrated scheme to unlawfully target conservative groups. It's also clear that we won't get the truth from the Obama administration's own investigation. That's why it's time to appoint a special prosecutor, an independent counsel that can cut through the administration's deflections and delays and get to the bottom of what happened. The ACLJ is moving forward with its federal lawsuit to get the truth. Now it's time for the Attorney General to appoint an independent special prosecutor to probe this IRS targeting scandal. Sign on to our petition demanding the Attorney General act now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We're going to go right to the phones. We're talking about the IRS situation. Let's go to Wendy in California on line four. Wendy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Good morning. I have a question. When they say that this lawyer has, quote, disappeared, unquote, did he flee the country? Is he taking a new identity and hiding out? I don't understand that. How could he disappear?
He left the Department of Justice. I mean, that is what they have told Fox News, and they have told other news outlets. So he, again, you could go through, you could look him up online. In fact, he has a LinkedIn page, and you could see his whole history of government work. And on that page, it's very clear. I mean, you can actually just go right through it. So he starts out as a presidential management fellow. From August 2008 to August 2010 at the IRS, that was for Lois Lerner in the tax exempt. He worked directly for it, got emails, that's come to light to the investigating congressional committees about, quote, the Tea Party cases, and make sure don't take action on those, to refer those up to a manager. So he knew about the actual targeting of the specific, quote, Tea Party groups. Then in 2010, he's hired by the U.S. Department of Justice in their tax division. He was there until now, is reported, June of 2014. So you could leave your job. I mean, whether or not it was linked to this or not, we don't know yet. But it's been very difficult. Remember, this person's name has just come to light in the last really 48, 72 hours in this kind of manifest. We knew that there was a conflict with a DOJ attorney in one of the IRS cases. But, the information about their White House service was not as clear. And then from December 2013 to June of this summer, they went from the U.S. Department of Justice Tax Division into the Office of the White House Counsel. And this is, again, this is from the person's LinkedIn page. So this is why, and so did they leave because they knew this storm was coming? It's possible. They certainly left right before the end of before the congressional recess, and may have tried to kind of get out of the way. But this could be a very key link in this scandal. And then when you look at the connections this person had, I mean, an attorney who's going to court to defend the IRS in a matter where they're, potentially subject to discovery is someone with a senior enough position that they got a White House counsel's appointment from DOJ, loaned over so they're trusted enough to be a White House counsel, which is a very difficult position, and the attorneys that work there have to make tough decisions every single day. And that same person worked for Lois Lerner just a couple years before when she was formulating the strategies and implementing the ways to stop Tea Party groups from getting approved to have any kind of influence in the post-2010 election cycle, so in the 2012 election.
Right. You've got hard evidence that when he was at the IRS, he was involved in the targeting. We have the email in tangible, hard form. Then you know for a fact he has broadcast this on his LinkedIn page. He was at the White House counsel's office. And then, shock of all shocks, he is in the DOJ tax division, which is responsible for investigating who? Himself, because he was at the IRS when the targeting was occurred. And Jordan, the Oversight Committee has asked Mr. Strelka to come and give his testimony. I do hope that that occurs soon. But here's the other thing. He's not the only one. We haven't talked about this much, but Nicole Siegel, who is now at the Justice Department's Office of Legislative Affairs, she also had a close relationship with Lois Lerner, and she also worked for Democrat candidates. So the Oversight Committee wants to hear from her, too. And here's the common theme here, Jordan. As 2016 gets closer, and people like Lois Lerner start looking at the idea that the people who gave these orders to Target might skate, might get off, and they might take the fall for this, some of them are going to start talking.
Folks, we are going to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. If you are outraged by this, call now, 877-989-2255. That's our toll-free number. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org or call 877-989-2255. Back to the phones. We go Doug in Kansas online, too. Doug, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you, guys. I love your show. It's great.
Thank you.
I believe the federal government has the constitutional right to collect taxes. I know that that our lawmakers like and use this current tax code to their current advantage to them and their friends. But I'm just curious, is there no way to sue the federal government and to force them to change the tax code so this kind of shenanigans doesn't happen again?
I get what you're saying. I mean, I think we have a lawsuit so that this doesn't happen again. I mean, that one is holding people accountable, whether it's financially in a civil manner and making a note of this is what happens if you do this in the future, or criminally. But, you know, when you're talking about changing the fundamentals of the tax code, it's very simple. You don't have to go to court. Just elect a Congress and a president who will do it. I mean, it's all the power is up to the American people. You know, the court will not write policy, and they're not supposed to do that, federal courts. They weigh in if something meets the constitutional standards. But in the tax situation, remember, you have constitutional amendments involved. When you put this all together, 16th Amendment that allows taxes don't have to be apportioned the same way. And so there are all these different proposals on how to change the tax system. We certainly endorse a complete overhaul to simplify it, make it cheaper so it doesn't cost as much money for taxpayers, for the American people, which actually will increase the revenue for the federal government. They want to spend so much money at the IRS, but they love the power of the IRS, especially the left. They always have, and it's always been a tool that's been, again, questioned for the potential and even and has been linked to abuse. And so, Doug, you know, ultimately, if you want to change the tax system, you got to get involved in elections. And, it's not just a one election. It's got to be House, Senate, and the White House, too. You got to have all those line up. And so far, you got to come to an agreement on what that change will be. And there's even some infighting there if you get past round one of that. So, again, it's something we support, a full overhaul. The tax code is absurd. It's so absurd that the IRS uses it, then, in these hearings to say that their people don't know how to enforce the law.
Doug's point is well made. The complexity of the tax code, Jordan, is the exact reason that the IRS even has enough power to target and abuse the American people like they do today. And I will just tell you, there are Republicans and Democrats who are loath to change the tax code because they can use it to implement their own power as well. So this is a complex effort. We have been on the side of favoring the tax code for a long time. And I would just say, even if the structure of the code and the brackets isn't dramatic, like maybe we favor, something that would reduce the size of the IRS, the massive bureaucracy that has inflicted this kind of damage on the American people, that would be a great place to start. Something where they could not do this stuff and be hidden in the complexity complexity and the, just the overwhelming volume that is the IRS.
Folks, we'll continue to take your calls. Let's go right back to the phones. Let's go to Manny in California, who's been holding on line six. Manny, welcome to JSEC Yo Live. Hey, Manny, you're on the air. You still there?
Hi, Jordan. How you doing? Yes,
good.
I am. I am not outraged, Jordan. I am beyond that. Beyond that. But, of course, I know, and I know you guys know, that every single individual that is involved in all the scandal and all the corruption is for one purpose. They have one goal, and that's to protect who is in the White House, the president. The president. So, to have that special prosecutor, one that we know that we can trust, the ACLJ has to choose that. You guys are the ones that because you guys, we can trust.
We've gone to federal court. You know, we're doing everything that we're able to do. Because of your support, Manny, and for people who contribute to us financially, we're able to represent those 41 clients who were targeted by the IRS from 22 different states. And we're able to do it at no cost to them because of your financial support. And so that empowers us to go and fight for what is right and get to the bottom of things. That's a civil lawsuit. But we are not prosecutors. We're not the federal government. We don't get to bring criminal charges against people or put people in jail. That's ultimately up to the people. And Manny, as I was talking about earlier, and you can understand everyone's frustration, ultimately this all rests on all of us as a country because we elect these officials directly. Now, that doesn't mean that they can then do whatever they want, and they can then get away with whatever crimes and scandals and cover-ups that they want to because they got elected. But you have a president who really, he uses that a lot. You know, he said, well, I was reelected. I'm very popular, so I can do what I need to do to get things done, even if I don't get congressional authorization. And so he's asserted this kind of new executive power, while at the same time acting, he's got all this power, but he knows nothing that's going on. And no one that works for him does either, except for the guy in his White House counsel's office who worked for Lois Lerner. And he worked for her from 2008 to 2010 and then went to the White House counsel's office until June of 2014. Call now, folks, if this is outrageous to you. We'll take more of your phone calls when we come back. 877-989-2255 is the toll-free number. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org and sign our petition online. If you want to donate to the ACLJ, a great time. Your donation will be double the impact. It's called Matching Challenge. You can make that donation online at ACLJ.org.
As the ACLJ continues to work to secure the freedom of American pastor Saeed Abedini, who's imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith, the ACLJ is also focused on other critical issues. Work continues on challenging Obamacare's pro-abortion mandate, and efforts are intensifying to strip Planned Parenthood of taxpayer funding. The ACLJ is on the front lines, defending your religious and constitutional freedoms, and the work we do could not occur without your support. And now, your gift will be doubled. A $25 gift becomes $50. $100 becomes $200. The ACLJ's matching challenge matches dollar for dollar every contribution made to the ACLJ. But the time to act is now. The matching challenge is ending soon. So take a moment today and support the work of the ACLJ and double your gift online at aclj.org, or you can call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255.
Each week, each congressional hearing produces more evidence of corruption inside the Obama administration's IRS. As more details about the targeting scheme surface, one thing is absolutely clear. The Obama administration, the IRS, continues to stonewall, continues to deceive Americans about the politically motivated, well-orchestrated scheme to unlawfully target conservative groups. It's also clear that we won't get the truth from the Obama administration's own investigation. That's why it's time to appoint a special prosecutor, an independent counsel that can cut through the administration's deflections and delays and get to the bottom of what happened. The ACLJ is moving forward with its federal lawsuit to get the truth. Now it's time for the Attorney General to appoint an independent special prosecutor to probe this IRS targeting scandal. Sign on to our petition demanding the Attorney General act now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110, talking about the IRS scandal. Take a listen again. This is, I think, so important for you to understand the kind of the scope of what we found out. One, that Lois Lerner's BlackBerry is destroyed. Two, that not only is the BlackBerry destroyed, we actually can access the emails. That was another revelation. And then, we find out then that the same person who was defending the IRS in federal court, the Department of Justice attorney, also worked for Lois Lerner during the targeting, got emails about the Tea Party cases coming into the IRS and the applicants, and then worked at the White House counsel's office until June of this summer, 2014. Take a listen. This is Congressman Mark Meadows from North Carolina, Byte 12.
The real problem is another week goes by and another story comes out, and that's what the American people fail to understand. My good friend Trey Gowdy said, you know, what would a defendant do if they change their story as many times? What would they be called if they change their story as many times as the IRS has changed theirs? And his answer was inmate. And the American people fail to have trust in the IRS. We've got to get to the bottom of it. And really, it needs to start with the IRS commissioner. This two-sided of the testimony is very troubling.
You know, and you know, it is absolutely right. Congressman Meadows and Congressman Gowdy are right. If you obstruct justice, it's a crime. Even in a civil case, if you obstruct justice, you know, it becomes a federal crime, and a felony. If you, go into this situation where you are both, one, guilty of inappropriately using your position, your government, if you work for the government, to carry out your political views and to target groups, you're not just violating people's constitutional rights, a civil violation. These are also criminal violations. But the bigger issue is that obstruction of justice is not a side issue. And we played a soundbite earlier from Charles Krauthammer. It's not just a derivative part of the scandal. It's usually the biggest part of the scandal. The cover-up is what matters in Washington. It's what gets people in the most trouble. It's not usually what they did. It's the fact that they wouldn't admit to it and take responsibility for it then and there. They had all these people. There's a conspiracy to cover up the information. And that's very serious. And the investigations of this are ongoing. Let me go to Mike in California on line one. Mike, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Yeah, hey, Jordan. I'm a longtime listener. How are you?
We're good. Thank you.
Well, you know, mine is more of a concern because, you know, and I voice my thoughts are that of many of my peers in that, you know, we've been hearing about these scandals with this president, with Fast and Furious, with Benghazi, with this IRS scandal. And the concerns we have is that the law doesn't have any teeth unless people are held to account. And it just seems as though this president, this administration is almost above the law because nobody, with all the information that's coming to surface, has been held to account. We're talking about it, which is healthy and good, but unless something takes place tangibly, people are starting to turn off. People are getting weary. They're thinking that this president is above the law because we've got so many scandals that have been going on for years now, especially with this IRS scandal, and it seems as though nothing is happening other than talking about it. And to even assume that, you know, Eric Holder is going to set up a special prosecution is almost silly because he's
yeah, we can't. You definitely don't want to assume that. And, you know, the idea, Mike, that they could run out the clock, you know, there's two things there. One, run out the clock the administration, but two, you know, there's statutes of limitations on all of these different charges, but there's active investigations going on. So a lot of that gets told. It isn't moving forward while the investigations are going on. You know, obstruction of justice, usually 5 years from when you believe the obstruction occurred. That's different from when what you're obstructing about happened. So you're talking about, you know, we're talking about this year even, obstruction can be going on. So it's not so much on the court side. It's the, will they be held accountable while they're in office and while the administration is there? That's the bigger question. We're going to fight in civil court. They're going to fight back, and they are. And we're gonna get information. There's gonna be more information. You're gonna have more days like this. We're talking about new info and new things come to light. But ultimately, this administration is gonna do, because there's obviously information. Because again, if these emails, if they weren't worried about them, and they think they can get them, they'd get them. And, you know, if it got Lois Lerner a little bit of trouble, makes her look bad, well, she already looks pretty bad. A few other officials that no one's ever heard of before, no big deal to them. And you move forward. And you know what? Then it's going to be tougher for – it won't be the scandal. It will still be wrongdoing. But remember, wrongdoing and the scandal are different. Usually the scandal is what gets people in more trouble than the wrongdoing. It's certainly people like presidents and their attorney generals. So, again, we will continue fighting, and we thank you for allowing us to fight and for standing with us so that we can represent those groups. Let me go back to the phones, take a couple more calls. Bob in Washington State, Line 5.
Yeah, you brought up a point that I was going to bring up, which is what is the statute of limitations on the crimes that were committed?
Yeah.
The president's protected. He's immune. You're never going to get him. You're never going to get him for this. Neither, you're never going to get his attorney general, but that's your leverage in getting the minions. The president's
well,
immune.
I think, you know what, yeah. I mean, first of all, you don't want to say you can't ever get an attorney general. That history has not shown that. But two, you know, it's not so much that you're going to have info that says President Obama ordered Lois Lerner to target Tea Party groups. It's more about the people they appointed, and it reflects on the president. It reflects on who they surround themselves with, the politics that they allow to kind of permeate through the bureaucracy. So ultimately, this is not about bringing down the president of the United States. It's about making sure the IRS doesn't inappropriately, illegally target people because of their political views.
Yeah, a couple of things. I do think this administration thinks they're going to get away with it. Number one, because in many ways they have until now. But the two points I would make, the first one is the one you started this broadcast with. If there was no there, this appointment of a special counsel, it's an easy decision. It would have been done long ago so that they could get this off the plate. And the other one is the one we talked about a couple segments ago, and the caller actually referenced this. I think as those midterm elections and maybe the next presidential elections get closer, it is more likely that people like Lois Lerner talk because they're going to look at people like the president and the attorney general and realize that they are not going to be held accountable for what happened to, that those minions, as the caller called them, I would say they have a lot of bureaucratic power, but that they will take all the heat. I'm not so sure all of them are going to be willing to take that fall, Jordan.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, bureaucrats are very different than political appointees. Rib in Texas, Line 3. Rib, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Yes, thank you, Jordan, for taking my call. And I support you and Jay, Dan, and Skip. My question relates to the events that may occur after the election when the current administration regime is no longer in power and there's a way to – is there going to be a way to prosecute and hold accountable the IRS commissioners, the attorney, Eric Holder, president, Lois Lerner, Holly Pass, and, you know, the bureaucrats that have obstructed justice, since there should be a likelihood of having more integrity in the Senate?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we are not done with the ability to do this, Ribbon. I think that's important for everyone to understand. You know, running out the clock is getting through their election cycle. That's what we're talking about. Not being able to escape justice and escape the investigation. Call now, folks, if you want to see more done here, folks. And again, this information wouldn't be coming to light without the investigations, without our lawsuit that we're able to represent all of these groups because of your support. Call 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and sign. Again, you can sign online, sign the petition online at aclj.org or by phone. 877-989-2255. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
It's time to appoint a special prosecutor, an independent counsel that can cut through the administration's deflections and delays and get to the bottom of what happened. The ACLJ is moving forward with its federal lawsuit to get the truth. Now it's time for the Attorney General to appoint an independent special prosecutor to probe this IRS targeting scandal. Sign on to our petition demanding the Attorney General act now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.